There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The big cold may be over in the UK, the beast from the east, but I tell you what, they're starting to count the costs. On the line to bring us up to speed with what's happening, we have our London correspondent, Ollie Barrett. Ollie, it's lovely to hear from you. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
So the weather sorted itself out over the weekend, but the country now counting the cost of freezing weather. The beast from the east, some are putting it at £1 billion a day. What kind of things are they looking at, Ollie?
Well, there are all sorts of ways that the economy was affected, not least the fact that it was very hard for a lot of people to get to work. So many people had to stay home during that period of almost the whole of last week when there were freezing conditions and heavy snow at times here in the UK. We also saw hundreds, thousands actually, of schools closing for several days last week. That, of course, has an impact too, because one or more parent has to take some time away from work. Of course, the weather impacted on supply chains for companies, which has all sorts of knock-on effects for the manufacture of goods, the supply of goods and services too. So there are all sorts of ways that the economy was affected by the weather. Another way is the British High Street, which has been having a very difficult time recently, is going to take another hit. There is just, for many people, no way they were going to go physically shopping last week because they couldn't get to the shops. At the same time, you might see some positives for the retail sector in certain areas of it, because of course people were doing things like buying more hats and gloves and trying to wrap up warm. So all sorts of ways that the British economy will have been affected over the last week or so, and some economists say that the expected GDP rate for the first quarter here in the UK, which economists forecast would be likely to have come in at about 0.4%, perhaps, could be halved. It could be down to 0.1-0.2% growth in the first quarter of this. So it is going to have a tangible effect.
Do you think we'll see renewed debate around contractors versus employees? We were seeing a lot of this in Parliament earlier last year. Companies refusing to sort of take people on as employees, considering them contractors when they were driving for them, delivering for them, etc. And 0 hours contract as a result of this, because that is a lot of people who just won't be paid because they weren't working.
Yeah, that's a very live issue in Britain at the moment. A number of politicians in Westminster have sort of taken it up as an issue that they want to tackle. So I think we will see more discussion around that. We've also seen, to take another example, the government in Scotland saying that it is going to consider taking action against employers who have threatened to cut people's wages when they weren't able to get into work on a few days last week. Now, the government in Scotland and the police, the authorities were telling people, do not travel, do not get out in your car unless it's completely, absolutely necessary. And so the government is saying, well, employers can't now threaten to cut people's wages when we told them to stay at home. So certainly there's a focus on employers, yes.
How well was Britain prepared for, well, it was the storm, wasn't it, Emma, as well as the Siberian front? Think of England, think of cold weather, Scotland, particularly in Northern Ireland, but how well did infrastructure hold up?
Infrastructure held up pretty well. I mean, there were obviously lots of parts of the country that simply ground to a halt because there was just so much snow. We saw several major motorways become completely blocked at times, with commuters trapped in their cars overnight. So there were certainly major incidents which were very, very dangerous, and which the authorities simply couldn't have been completely prepared for. There was some criticism that there wasn't enough grit and salt in places being put out on the streets to keep the roads open, keep the traffic moving. There were trains that had to be cancelled at times, and there was some criticism from consumers about that as well. One point that local authorities have been making is that they simply can't have enough resource available for an event like that all year round, because it wouldn't be financially sensible to have an army of gritters, an army of snow clearers, in the way that you see in cities much more used to the snow, places like Moscow and Scandinavian countries, some North American cities as well, because it just doesn't make sense. And people, taxpayers, would have questions to ask if they suddenly found their local council tax bills going up hugely, so that the council could have an army of gritters on standby for an event that happens once, if that, a year. We're talking about snowfall here that we haven't seen on that scale for at least 5 years or so. Some people saying once the counting's been done, it could be as far back as 1991 that we saw a weather event like this. So Britain can't be, and it wouldn't make financial sense to be prepared every day to deal with this type of weather, because it simply doesn't happen very often.
Well, Ollie, we're sending Richard over towards you in a couple of days. He's going to be in London. What should he be packing? Do you want to give him some weather travel advice?
He should bring his umbrella. We're forecast to get lots of rain, but it won't be as cold as it has been. We're into March now, so we should be, we hope, fingers crossed, seeing some spring-like conditions soon.
Wonderful, Ollie. Well, I should bring some sand for you as well.
Lovely. Thanks, Bridget.
Ollie Barrett, our London correspondent there, reporting on the economic costs of the freezing weather that has hit the UK over the last week.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.